and strum a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Tensions on Capitol Hill rose Tuesday as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz warned Speaker McCarthy that he must live up to the deals he cut to become Speaker or face removal.
No continuing resolutions, individual spending bills or bust, votes on balanced budgets and term limits, subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the members of the Biden family who've been grifting off of this country, and the impeachment for Joe Biden that he so richly deserves. Do these things or face a motion to vacate the chair.
California lawmakers have approved a bill with the strictest rule in the nation for major companies to disclose the amount of their greenhouse gas emissions. More from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The bill, which passed in the state assembly, would make large corporations report both their direct and indirect emissions from the products or services they produce to waste disposal to the travel of their workers. One lawmaker says we are out of time on addressing the climate crisis. Supporters say it would force companies to really pay attention to greenhouse gas emissions. But critics say it's too cumbersome and too expensive. Expensive for the companies. The bill would still need final approval by the state Senate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New Mexico's top prosecutor says he cannot undertake a defense of that governor's public health order that suspends the right to carry firearms in public. State Attorney General Raul Torres says the gun violence cannot be rebranded as a public health emergency in order for the governor to justify a blanket prohibition against carrying firearms. More details, townhall.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A devastating injury to a newly acquired four-time NFL MVP has dashed the renewed Super Bowl hopes of New York Jets fans. Correspondent Gethin Kubal reports.
Aaron Rodgers has a torn left Achilles tendon, according to a person familiar with the diagnosis, and the 39-year-old quarterback likely will miss the rest of the New York Jets season. An MRI on Tuesday confirmed the four-time NFL MVP's injury, the person told the Associated Press. NFL Network first reported Rodgers tore the Achilles tendon, which occurred after the Jets' fourth snap of Monday's season opener against Buffalo. Torn Achilles tendons typically take several months of recovery due to the extensive rehabilitation needed. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A Bahamas-flagged Norwegian cruise ship with 206 people and crew has run aground in northwestern Greenland. Authorities said that no one on board the Ocean Explorer was in danger and no damage reported. News and analysis at townhall.com. The deadly firestorm in Hawaii and Hurricane Idalia's storm surge helped push the United States to an annual record for the number of weather disasters that cost at least $1 billion.
Meanwhile, there's still 4 months to go on what's looking more like a calendar of calamities. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there have been 23 weather extreme events in America that cost at least $1 billion this year through August. That breaks the annual record of 22 set in 2020.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. There's been a series of intentional crashes in the Seattle area that have led to carjackings. Police say the suspects will rear-end a vehicle or cause a minor collision, knowing the driver will stop. And when they do, the armed suspects steal the car. Police say if you don't feel safe stopping after a crash, drive to a location where you do feel safe while calling 911 to alert police as to why you left the scene. Also, they say put an Apple AirTag in your device. More at townhall.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A frost advisory begins at 2 a.m. this morning and continues until 8 a.m. this morning. Lows level off around 34 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high of 61. Lows dip down to about 37 tomorrow night, clear skies. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. Chance for scattered storms Friday. To recap, lows level off around 34 overnight, a high of 61 tomorrow. Lows level off around 37 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 46.
new country.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Talk to God like you always tell me I should. I don't live my life every day like you pray that I would. Yeah, I'm a mess of a man, lessons to learn. You're the last thing.
In concert in Chicago of Jason Aldean, people were outside protesting by burning the flag. I'm not sure how burning the flag protests Jason Aldean. What's the dumb thing to do?
You're a crack of dawn, Monday morning coffee, strong corn, everything you got into a paycheck Friday night. You're a power stroke, piece of backhoe riding, king of beers, 18-wheeler driving, living life in between. We'll be right back.
thinking the same thing.
We on the same page cause we thinking the same thing.
We on the same page cause we sipping the same drink.
We on the same page cause we sipping the same drink.
Here's a little something to thank y'all for showing up. Al Dean and the boys are about to blow it up. When the lights come on, everybody's screaming. The lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing. Every word they ever saw to the girl they're taking home tonight.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Get my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. Everybody says give it time, but I'm feeling like I'm stuck on rewind. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Mitchell Tenpenny, we got history. Now, in history, I had really bad credit. I'll be honest with you. Terrible credit. I've managed to get it back up above 700 right now. Pretty happy about that. I don't have a whole lot of credit card debt. And it makes me happy to see that based on this new study, the average American household has more than $10,000 in credit card debt. Wow. Which is, I feel good because I'm way below average. I think I have about $2,500 in credit card debt. I learned my lesson a long time ago. I don't put anything on a credit card that I can't pay off with my next check, so to say. Now, don't get me wrong. If I got $2,500, that means I've kind of let it slide a little bit. But if I needed to pay one of the credit cards off with the next check, I could. Does that make sense?
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 1-800-414-7370 and we'll rush your order, discreetly packaged, to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 1-800-414-7370 for as little as $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 1-800-414-7370 and ask about our express shipping option, and we will rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 1-800-414-7370 now. That's 1-800-414-7370.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Dog there looking your eyes.
Oh, when you've been burning it out.
Classics. Online at 98qcountry.com.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all. That she's ever seen memorized, saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Colors I
Cody Johnson with the painter. I need you to go look in your cabinets right now, because recently the FDA, they ruled that an ingredient in Benadryl and Sudafed and other medicines like that, so I know it's in Tylenol, cold and flu, the severe night and day one as well. There's this drug in it called phenylephrine. I'm not sure how to say it. Phenylephrine. I think that's how you say it. It's not any good. It doesn't do any good. So now all these companies have to pull these off their shelves. So if you have that, any of those medicines, check to see if there's any phenylephrine in it. If it is, you might as well pitch it, because they have deemed it doesn't work.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A frost advisory continues until 8 a.m. this morning. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 34. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 61. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 37. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 34 overnight. We should top off around 61 tomorrow. Lows level off around 37 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 46.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98 Q Country.
She rattled the ass in my plastic cup. I said, yes, ma'am, fill her up. Tell me something good that I don't know. Cause this world's been kicking my behind. Life ain't been a friend of mine. Lately I've been feeling kinda low. And she looked back over her shoulder, pointed at the sign hanging up on the wall. And say, everything's gonna be said that's for sure. Dropped a few butts in the mason jar. Felt those good old neon vibes on me. And whatever monkey that was on my back, he jumped off just like that, right into the deep blue sea. And I look back over her shoulder, thinking about the sun hanging up on the wall. Let's say everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. And nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be alright. Alright. Alright.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her, it stays on her mind, when you put her first, every single time, when you think she don't see, when you think she don't care, when you think she don't notice what you're doing there, every little look, every single word, oh, it matters to her.
Classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Justin Lynch. So the U.S. News and World Report did a survey, and they asked a bunch of people in America, what is the best country in the world? Believe it or not, they didn't say United States. No. New United Kingdom came in at number one. United States came in at number three on the list. New Zealand, two. Australia, four. And Sweden coming in at number five. That's kind of crazy. What does the rest of the world think? They all say Switzerland is number one, followed by Canada, Sweden, Australia. United States coming in at a measly number five on the list. We got to do something to make that better. We're supposed to be number one.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
When my daughter gets a cold, I have a secret weapon. DayQuil Kids Berry from Vicks. DayQuil Kids is specially formulated to treat kids' most bothersome cold and cough symptoms quickly. And the best part is that DayQuil Kids Berry tastes really great. Aren't you supposed to be resting? Maybe.
DayQuil Kids Berry. The kids' berry-licious daytime congestion, coughing, stuffy head, stuffy nose, just for kids. Medicine. Safe for kids 6 years plus.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98 Q Country.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back. Or the guy with a guitar singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know. Wishing you were there alone. Wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine. Looking over at
north of that state line. There's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised. Ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I wanna be. Shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay and remember what I told you. When I die, bury me in Georgia.
Check this out.
For my final will and testament, let this be my last request. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run deep. When it's my day, put me in that clay. Remember what I told you. When I die, bury me in Georgia.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Glass
country fan. Like I